day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
It's the gold standard for OSU's graze and grain wheat varieties. It's Duster, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Since its release in 2006, Duster is the most frequently planted OSU variety. A 5-gene package leaves other varieties in the dust when it comes to leaf rust protection. And Duster is resistant to Hessian fly and powdery mildew. Duster is also resilient under BYD pressure and offers good baking quality as verified by the Wheat Quality Council. Put Duster to work for you. Log on to OKGenetics.com. To learn more.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. Weakness quickly developing across the lean hog trade today, with nearby contracts holding losses of $2 to $2.90 per hundredweight. Corn futures higher today in light trade, with the September contract up 2.5 cents. Stock markets were mixed in light trade. The Dow Jones 44 points higher, NASDAQ's down 53 points. In live cattle today, early Monday support has quickly faded as widespread pressure throughout the rest of the complex added to uncertainty in the live cattle trade. Although spot August is holding minimal gains, the rest of the complex quickly eroded, with 30 to 60 cent losses holding. The firm pressure in feeder cattle, as well as expected lackluster moves in beef values, have kept the markets underlying to moderate pressure. Cash cattle activity, though, remaining quiet today, with the focus on showless distribution and inventory taking. Box beef cutouts today are higher, up 23 cents in select and up 82 cents per hundredweight in choice, with live movement of 42 total loads. In feeder cattle, firm pressure has developed across the complex, along with some renewed support in grain trade. The August contract is leading the complex lower, down $1.07 per hundredweight, as traders are uncertain whether recent gains in live cattle trade will be able to hold over the near future. The potential for late-month pressure seen in all nearby trade, with a lack of premium in all remaining 2019 contracts, which continues to create caution throughout the marketplace as traders focus on uncertainty in input costs, not only during the fall, but well into the next year. Meanwhile, in grains, corn futures were 1 to 2 cents higher today, soybean futures 1 to 3 cents higher, with meal 50 cents to $1.50 higher, and oil narrowly mixed. Finally, in wheat, futures were 2 to 6 cents higher today, with Minneapolis leading amid light buying. The KC-Chicago spread widening during the overnight again, back out to the recent highs near 66 cents.
That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.